the church. And when he said this, it make me sick, because he's telling a big lie. Because every dollar bill got a politician on it, and the preacher loves it. And if this man don't choose to be a shepherd, he can be a sheep and follow the shepherd. You know, actually, I used to have so much respect for teachers and preachers, I would be nervous when I'd be around. But since I found out that that's the scariest two things we got in Mississippi, trust a man and have respect for him. He'll tell you to trust God, but he doesn't trust him himself. We want leaders in our community. And what people will say, well, if we can get rid of Fannie Lou, say we can get rid of the trouble. But what they don't know, freedom is like an Eden cancer. If you kill me, it'll break out all over the place. We want ours, and we want ours now. I question sometime, actually, as any of these people that hate so, which is the white, read anything about the Constitution. 1807, the 15th Amendment was added on to the Constitution of the United States that gave every man a chance to vote for what he thinks to be the right way. And now this is 64 and they're still trying to keep us away from the ballot. But we are determined today, we are determined that one day we'll have the power to ballot. And the sooner you go to the courthouse, the sooner we'll have it. It's one thing I don't want you to say tonight after I finish, and it won't be long. I don't want to hear you say, honey, I'm behind you. Well, move. I don't want you back there. Because you could be 200 miles behind. I want you to say, I'm with you. And we'll go up this freedom road together. Before I leave you, I would like to quote from an old hymn my mother used to sing. Should earth against my soul engage, and fiery dots be heard, when I can smile at Satan's rage and face this frowning world. Thank you.